Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Friday. We are live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. 1 hour from now, our Blazing 5 NFL picks. It is great to have you in, J-Mac, on a Friday. Pretty scary moment last night watching. Thought Miami, actually, all things considered, what they had to deal with, the emotion of losing their quarterback. Good for them. I mean, they played really well. That's a lot to digest and consume as a teammate.
Indeed. I'm surprised you led with the negative. I thought you'd lead with the positive. No. That we cashed tickets for everybody around the country telling them Bengals all week.
No, we got to start with the real serious stuff today. And there are certain jobs that take courage in America. We know what those jobs are. They're firemen. They're policemen. There's a lot of jobs like that. They take real courage. People in this country regularly put their lives on the line. A lot. And then there are jobs that, to a lesser degree, there is courage, much less degree than a fireman or a policeman. There's a UFC fighter. Would you walk in an octagon? There's a professional football player. These sports have a regulated level of violence. You do not see a lot of NFL players living into their hundreds. And with all these professions, there are scary moments. Even for professional athletes. And we saw this last night with Tua laying on the ground, his hands. It's called fencing when you have head trauma. It's a very, very scary moment for anybody watching it. Can you imagine being a pro football player knowing you're going to play Sunday and you're watching that happen? Can you imagine being a Miami Dolphin? Teddy Bridgewater, hey, you got to go in now? That's tough. And in all these professions, with these scary moments, and they may be infrequent, but they happen. We often need to protect the athletes from themselves. For football players, I've seen it too many times. It's a badge of honor to play hurt. Justin Herbert last week, with four broken ribs, pounded on the table, took a shot and played, and was in absolute pain the first series, was wincing when he got hit. Now, obviously, ribs aren't as serious as head trauma, but I would imagine Tua banged on that table to play. Colony shouldn't play. Well, the NFL and the NFLPA had an independent neurological exam this week, and they let him play. Tua probably had to be saved from himself. Justin Herbert, the week before. We cannot just have athletes there to entertain us. And they do, magically, every week, and no league quite like the NFL. But we got to step in sometimes. And I think it's okay today to be cynical about the Miami Dolphins and what they did. I don't think Mike McDaniel, Yale-educated, Ivy League-educated Mike McDaniel, the new coach, I don't think he's a bad guy. He's not a doctor, but he's highly educated. Nobody has supported Tua like Mike McDaniel. Do I think he's a bad person? No, that'll be screamed on the internet. I do not believe Mike McDaniel is a bad person. I think he deeply cares for Tua's humanity, his profession. And there is, for the record, the NFL and the Players Association have agreed. I looked it up this morning to independent neurological consulting, and the Dolphins and Tua passed the test. But as a parent, this happens to me occasionally. You step in and you make a common sense decision. On Sunday, Tua wobbled. On Thursday, he's not going out there. We're not going to let him go out there. And by the way, you have a right and I have a right to be very cynical about the Miami Dolphins. Their owner's currently suspended. They were trying to poach Tom Brady as an owner and a player. They were trying to get Sean Payton. They're in a lawsuit with a coach, Brian Flores, who claims they wanted to tank games. We have every right to have disdain for the Phoenix Suns owner, for things we read that have been talked about for years. And we have every right to think the Dolphins and Stephen Ross have been sketchy and done things covertly and inappropriately for years. But I don't think Mike McDaniel, an Ivy League educated, I don't know many people that know Mike. One, love him, wonderful guy, pro player, progressive, smart. Is he a bad person for letting him play? No, Tua probably sat there, passed the test, pounded the table. That's Tua is trying to prove all these critics wrong. He's trying to prove to everybody in the world, he's a smart kid, he hears it. You're to this, you're to that. He's trying to prove he can make it. And he's banging on that table to play. And Justin Herbert's a young kid and didn't make the playoffs. And he's banging on that table to play. Sometimes we got to step in for athletes. They're not here just to entertain us. We got to save them from themselves. Because it takes a different kind of cat to be a UFC fighter. To be a fireman. To be a cop. To play NFL football. About 20 years ago, I went down to Arizona to watch a Cowboys game. And I had a sideline pass. It was an unbelievable situation. I'd never seen this before. I don't think I've seen it since. And so I was in the end zone, right along the sideline. I was right so I could see players come in and out of bounds. And a player, I don't even know what team, Arizona, got thrust out of bounds. It was so fast and with such intensity, it was shocking. And these players, Thursday night's not going away. Thursday night football's not going away. It's not. It's been agreed upon. Amazon's got it. And athletes are getting bigger, stronger, and faster. And the collisions are worse. And the league is doing everything it can. I believe they really, really are. You can't hit quarterbacks. You can't hit receivers over the middle. But we got to be honest about this. Big, strong players banging into each other. You're going to have scary moments. And this morning, I think we all have a right to be really concerned about how it was handled from the Dolphins. This is kind of layman terms. I would create a wobble rule. You wobble on Sunday, you don't play for a week. About 4 or 5 times a year, I'll see a player get up, unsteady, out. Don't want to talk about it. Don't care about the test. Don't care if he says he's okay. I don't care what the CAT scan says. I don't care. You wobble, you're out for a week, minimum. Thursday, Tua shouldn't be out there. Sunday's moving around. He passed all the tests. But like a parent, sometimes you just go, you know what? You're going to stay home from school. We're not going there. You're not doing that. I don't think Mike McDaniel's a bad guy. And I think Tua's a tough kid. He probably shouldn't have been out there. The Dolphins upstairs, I got my issues. But here's the coach after.
As long as I'm coaching here, if there's any, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into concussion protocol and it's very strict. absolutely zero patience for or will ever put a player in a position to, for them to be in harm's way. That is like not what I'm about at all, and no outcome of a game would ever influence me being irresponsible as the head coach of the football team.
Maybe I'm completely naive. I think he's a good guy, and I believe him. But there are times you have to step in and save an athlete, a pro athlete, from himself. It is a badge of honor for these guys to go out there. It is a brotherhood. They are fighting every week to prove, especially quarterbacks, because you can't hit them in practice. These quarterbacks are out there, and they want to prove, hey, I'm tough too. I believe Mike McDaniel. I think he cares deeply. And it was really, really scary. But common sense told all of us, Sunday watching him against Buffalo, I'm watching last night and I'm thinking, yeah, he probably shouldn't be out there. All right, let's talk about the game briefly. I was thinking about this driving in this morning. Think about what Miami players were dealing with. The hurricane. So their families are dealing with that. They played 90 snaps, the defense, against the best offense arguably in football, Buffalo. Short week. Tua is hurt. Doesn't necessarily practice all week. Wednesday or light practice. And then they had to watch Tua get hurt. His hands fence, which is scary. Then Bridgewater comes in. I mean, how you play football after that is unbelievable. So my takeaway on Miami was kind of a courageous effort by the team. Sometimes you have good losses in the NFL. It's like, boy, this team's, they're well coached. They're well managed. They got a lot of good players. They went through the hurricane, the Tua, the injury, the trauma. Miami went through a lot last night and they fought to the end. Cincinnati is kind of hard for me to get my hands around. I think they've solved most of their issues. They had 7 sacks in game 1, 6, 2, and last night were only sacked 1 time. So I think they've solved their pass protection. They have very good skill players, but they can't run the ball at all. And their loss was in overtime and close at the end of the game to Dallas. So, I mean, they could be undefeated, right? But Zach Taylor, the head coach, I didn't understand running a sweep on 4th and 1. That's football 1-on-1. You don't run horizontally on short yarded situations. They also ran it too much, and they can't run it. And also, they took the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands at 4th and inches. Just go for it. So 2 times in that game, they just took the ball out of their most important player, Joe Burrow's hands. And here's what I wonder about Cincinnati. Andy Reid has made a career out of tweaking. The league changes. You've got to change with it. Sean McVay this year, oh my gosh, tweaking, injuries. Zach Taylor built an offense. They got to the Super Bowl, and I watch it this year, and does he have a second year as a coach? Because it's kind of the same old team. They need big plays to score. And now people are taking away some of the big plays, and they can't run block. They're 31st in, like, rushing yards per rush. So it's going to be very interesting with Zach Taylor. Listen, he got to the Super Bowl. I think he knows what he's doing. But is he a McVay? Is he a Shanahan? Is he an Andy Reid? Is he a guy that can consistently, annually make those tweaks with his quarterback? I don't know. They just kept taking the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands last night. Game was very much in doubt with about 5 minutes to go. My takeaway was I think Cincinnati's kind of got it right, but it's not there yet. I kind of came out of the evening being more impressed with the effort from Miami. And I said this last week, I was more impressed with Tampa losing than Green Bay winning last week. I was kind of blown away by Miami as an organization, even though the Tua stuff feels kind of appalling. I'm just talking the effort by the players on the field. So here was Joe Burrow afterwards.
On offense, we're finding our stride. Defense has been great all year. You know, we're starting to click on all cylinders. We just got to be more consistent throughout the game. You know, there was 3 or 4 series there that, you know, we kind of sputtered. At no point did, you know, we feel like we were underperforming, but, you know, we can just be better throughout the entire game, putting points on the board, moving the chains. I don't know the guys we have in the locker room, and just like I said, after the 2 losses, we just got 2 wins. Still a long season. We still got a long ways to go. Doesn't mean anything if we go out and lose the next 13 games. So, you know, we're going to enjoy this win, enjoy the long weekend, come back ready to go next week.
Yeah. I think they've solved some of their issues, but I think their standard now after getting to a Super Bowl is getting to more Super Bowls. Can this coaching staff do an Andy Reid tweak, a McVay tweak, a Shanahan tweak, a Sean Payton tweak? That's next level coaching.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Sometimes, I know people are bothered by this, but all of us work in certain industries. We are insiders in our little fiefdoms, our little industries. And my little industry is radio, right? And then there's outsiders, and often outsiders can't believe what's going on. And I'm always like, who cares? We know what we're doing, right? Same in football. A lot of times, football players, 99% of people in America, do not do their job like on camera. Football players do. Basketball players do. Hockey players do. So sometimes people are just outraged by things as outsiders by what they see. Remember Ken Dorsey, the coordinator for the Buffalo Bills? Everybody's freaking out. I can't believe this. I can. They're coaches. Remember how the other coaches reacted to Ken Dorsey freaking out? It's like it didn't even happen. They yell and scream all day. You're an outsider. You're not an insider. You have no idea of the swearing, intensity, passion. You don't get it. This is how coaches, I mean, it looks crazy. You think that's the first time that's happened? He knows there's a camera there. Sometimes the answer is, yeah, who cares? Don't give a story oxygen. Don't feed the media. Don't feed social media. Don't hype it up. So Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes had this little, I don't even know what you call it, little skirmish. And I thought it was interesting. Like he's the, you know, the biggest star in the league and Bieniemy's an intense guy. But he went on to talk about it yesterday, and I thought he gave a great answer. I really thought Eric Bieniemy gave a fantastic answer to what we saw here.
Here's what I love about Pat. Pat is a competitor. You guys have heard what I've said in the past about him. You want him that way. That's how you want them. You want to finish every drive in the end zone with a score. At that particular time, as a staff, we decided, you know what, we're getting the ball, you know, to start the second half off. So we just want to take a knee. So obviously, you know, Pat being the competitor that he was, that he is, you know, he wasn't ready to hear that.
He later went on to say, who cares? This is what we do. Players and coaches bark all the time. By the way, Tom Brady got in the face of Josh McDaniels and is screaming at him. It was on tape. They won the Super Bowl that year. A coach can't occasionally get a player riled up? Players are yelling at coaches all the time. I saw a player for the Jets last week get in the face of a coach. Sometimes, like, who cares? When you're in an industry, you have an industry that I don't know anything about. I have one you don't know much about, but it's on television. Sports is on television. You see these glimpses of intensity and you think it's inappropriate or you don't know how to. You just don't get it. Like, it's okay. Barking and yelling. My reaction when I saw that was, yeah, that is intense. Watch how the Buffalo Bills coaches around Ken Dorsey acted. They didn't. It's like, yeah, he's upset. We're all upset. But it's his offense. He's the coordinator. And his side of the ball screwed up. If the defense would have screwed up, you'd have seen the defensive coordinator freak out. Sometimes the appropriate answer is, come on, who cares? It's okay. I thought Bieniemy nailed it. It's what you want your athletes to be. Tom Brady's passionate. Peyton Manning yelling at Jeff Saturday on the sidelines. Tom Brady yelling at coaches. Eric Bieniemy barking. Dispassionate. Indifference bothers me. Very rarely does passion get under my skin or worry me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Shady McCoy, he's on speak now, LeSean McCoy, was talking about Kyler Murray, and he doesn't really like his game, the way he plays. Here is Shady McCoy.
He's trash. I'm overhyped, overrated. Trash? He played like a high school player. Runs around.
I think he's overhyped. Game,
runs backwards. He does a circle, the ballerina circle, then goes left, goes right, turns all the way around again, then looks for a wide receiver. He's trash. That's not how you play quarterback. Every pass is holding the ball. Let's make a miracle. Just watch the guy. Every game he's played, watch him play. It's really embarrassing, to be honest. Like, who's coaching this kid?
Okay, now Kyler Murray, not necessarily responding to LeSean McCoy, but responding to the critics this year after a bad start, Kyler Murray had this to say about his style.
Certain situations as of, you know, late where it's got to come off scrambles and stuff like that, whereas teams may not, you know, allow me to scramble as much as, you know, people asking why I'm not running and stuff like that. Like, it's not by, you know, want to or anything like that. I think just design right now is we probably, you know, I've said I would love to implement that more, but I just ask, you know, I do what I'm asked to.
Okay, so let's just think about the last week about hyper athletic quarterbacks. Josh Allen, the belief is he's running too much. Russell Wilson, he's not running enough. Lamar Jackson, Ed Reed said, business first, stop running. And Kyler Murray, all sorts of mixed messages on running. Four of our really great running quarterbacks, Kyler and Russell and Josh Allen and Lamar, you're running too much, you're not running enough, you shouldn't run at all, and now mixed messages. In my opinion, mobile quarterbacks, use your superpower. Just learn to slide. Now, Josh Allen, hopefully, doesn't remain the primary running back for the Buffalo Bills. But if you want to get rich and you want to win games and you want a big contract and you want to be productive and you want to be famous and you want to consistently win as a mobile quarterback, run. Kyler should run. Russell should run. Josh should run. Lamar should run. That's how you win games. It is a superpower, and about 5 to 6 guys in this league have it. If you have a super strong arm like Josh Allen, use it. Big Ben did. Aaron Rodgers does. Brett Favre did. If you have a superpower with your feet, Michael Vick, Lamar, Big Ben when he came in, Josh Allen, use it. Now, again, learn to slide. But if I'm Kyler Murray, we have all these running quarterbacks just in the last week. You run too much. You don't run at all. You need to run more. You shouldn't run because it's business first and mixed messages. Kyler Murray's a better quarterback when he runs.
You want the stat that defines this and backs up your argument? When Kyler has at least 10 rushing attempts, Arizona is 9-1. 9-1. Now, when he doesn't, when he has less than 5 carries, 3-17-1. He needs to run, just like you said. Colin.
Listen, if God gives you a great singing voice, sing. If you don't get a job on Broadway, sing in the shower, sing in the car, sing at your church, use your superpower. Lean in. Some people just have natural gifts. It's a singing voice. It's height. It's athletic ability. Lean into it. Now, it may be at times dangerous or physically can put you in harm's way. All right, figure out a way to get sacked or slide. Josh Allen, please. You saw Big Ben. Slide. But to me, when I watch Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson the other night against the Niners, he decided to run in the fourth quarter. The Niners defense, which is top in the league, couldn't stop him. Kyler, run. It's what got you paid. It's going to get you wins. And it's going to get you everything you want in life. Wins, money, fame, admiration, the locker room, and probably an extension.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches.
Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors Dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
That's a hot one. Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Colin's Blazing Fire. Jaguars and Eagles.
I'm going to take the Jaguars. Plus 6.5. They've won back-to-back games by 20 points. Let's be honest. This season, they're top 10 in scoring offense. Top 5 in most categories. They've only given it away once. They're getting good protection. And the Eagles' offense, as good as it is, has been shut out in the second half of their last two games. So it just seems like the number's too big. I don't think the market's figured out quite yet that Jacksonville spent $300 million and went and got a bunch of good players, upgraded severely at head coach. I think it's too many points. I think it's going to go down to the end. I'll have the Eagles winning 27-26. I got to take 6.5 points here. It just makes too much sense to me.
Chargers at Texans.
Absolutely taking the Texans at home plus 5.5. They've held all three opponents to 23 points or less. Their defense is playing great, especially against the pass. Brandon Staley, the Chargers coach, in 20 games with Justin Herbert's 10-10. Justin Herbert's hurt. Keenan Allen's hurt. Rashawn Slater's out. Corey Linsley's hurt. And the Chargers offense is one of only six teams without a rushing touchdown. Also, their defense, when you take out Bosa and Khalil Mack, and now Bosa's out, doesn't get to the quarterback. Way too many points. Texans are feisty. I think the game is low scoring. I'm going to take the upset here. I'm not even sure if it is an upset. With all the injuries to the Chargers, 27-23 Houston.
Jets at Steelers.
I wish I was getting 3.5. I'd like it a lot more, but Zach Wilson makes his debut. I'm going to take the Jets here. Listen, Mike Tomlin as a favorite against the spread is 82-94-5 as a coach, and the Steelers without TJ Watt don't have much of a pass rush. Their offense is a disaster. Now, they had some extra time to prepare, but Zach Wilson has some tasty weapons here. I think they're going to score. The Steelers are always most dangerous when they're an underdog, especially in division. This is an out-of-division game. I think I get a more talented quarterback. I think I get a little bit of a desperate team. I'm going to take the Jets to win here, 23-21. It won't be pretty. Jet wins aren't, but I like the Jets.
Broncos at Raiders.
I think the Raiders are a mess. I'm taking Denver plus 2.5. I have to here. Listen, the Broncos defense has been unbelievable. It's number two in the league. They're good at everything. Pass rush, third down. This defense is outstanding. They've got two or three good corners, two or three pass rushers, excellent linebackers, a thumping safety. The Raiders defense, meanwhile, is one of the worst in the league. Only team in the NFL that's 0-3. And by the way, the teams that beat them, none of them have won a game. So they're losing to bad teams. I'm going to take the Broncos to win here, get on the right track. Russell Wilson, I think he's going to run a little bit more now, move the sticks more, keep it away from Derek Carr, 28-23 Broncos.
Patriots at Packers.
Upset of the week. I'm going to take the Patriots plus 9.5. If Mac Jones plays, they win. I think he can play. If Brian Hoyer plays, they cover the spread. First of all, this is a ridiculously big spread for two running teams. I mean, name the number one receiver in this game. If Jacoby Myers doesn't play, there isn't a number one. I'm not sure there's a number two in this game. These are running teams. And the Packers offense right now, 5 giveaways through the first 3 games. Aaron Rodgers averaging 228 yards passing. It's a career low. They don't score off script in the second half at all. 1 touchdown. I think it's a very close, low-scoring game. And if Mac Jones plays, I think you're looking at a game that goes down to the last minute. 9.5 points? This isn't college. By the way, the number one ranked corner in the NFL plays for the Patriots. Like, the secondary is really good. Their pass rush is decent. I'm going to take the shock of the weekend, Patriots 24-23. Now, I know you're freaking out, but every weekend we have a game that absolutely stuns us. I love underdogs this week. I really do. I like all of them. You know what? You watch the Houston Texans play. I know we're not paying attention to them. Davis Mills. Maybe they don't have to draft a quarterback. You think I'm crazy? I'm watching him. He's accurate. Houston Texans may have found their quarterback. You just didn't watch him play in college. But they're fighting their butt off in Houston.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
All right, Peter King, Football Morning in America, is joining us. That's what I love about the NFL. I like underdogs all weekend long. I love the Jags story. Absolutely love it. I think the Texans are playing hard. So the Denver thing is interesting. So I have this belief that Russell Wilson is a good guy, and he gets a rookie coach, and he's trying to be respectful, and he is. And then the Seattle disaster happens, and he gets to the end of the Niners game, and Russell says, okay, I'm just going to run. I'm going to take this offense over. Yeah. And it was a beautiful drive against arguably the best defense in the league, and I believe it was a turning point, Peter. Not that all their problems are solved, but I do believe Russell's now going to have a 70-30 control of the offense. I think he's a smart guy. That's my takeaway on Denver. Or are you still deeply concerned with what you see?
I'm concerned with what I've seen. But that drive was vintage Russell Wilson. It is what has been missing from Russell Wilson's game since Labor Day weekend. It just disappeared. He stopped running. Everybody in Seattle said he stopped running because he's not a runner anymore. And he proved in this game against San Francisco that he absolutely unequivocally still can run. And he still, more importantly, Colin, can throw on the run.
Yeah.
And I talked to Nathaniel Hackett after the game, and he said, look, give him a little bit of time. Because he came, not only came to a new team, all new coaches he had never worked with before. He had never worked with any of these receivers before. So he said, I think it's unrealistic to expect, especially the way practice works now in the NFL, it's unrealistic to expect that he's going to hit the ground running in week one. Maybe so, but he needs to play the way he always has played. He doesn't need to play like Carson Palmer, where you're stapled to the pocket, basically.
Yeah. So Jalen Hurts has, we said it the other day, his improvement looks like Josh Allen. They may have different styles, but you're like,
yeah,
you have doubts.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, have doubts. Make a leap in year two. Make another leap in year three, and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. We have a game-changing quarterback, one out of Wyoming, one that had to, you know, had to transfer. And in both, the ascension is massive in back-to-back years. What do you think the key is for now? Brian Daboll gets the Josh Allen credit. What do you think the key is for Hurts' ascension?
I think it is pretty simple, Colin. You know, he basically was in a far different offense in both his stops in college football. And now he's in an offense where he's got two deep threats, and they want him to throw the ball 33 times a game. And they want him to be a prolific downfield passer. There's all these things that he's being asked to do now that he really wasn't asked to do all the time in college football. And I think it's just a matter of maturity. He's only 24 years old. And I think it's a matter of maturity and the fact that both Shane Steichen, his offensive coordinator, you know, and also Nick Sirianni, the head coach, see him as a specific kind of player who can do both things. He can run well, but they're going to want him the vast majority of the time on offense to be a thrower of the football. I just think it's a maturity of a guy. I think the one other thing about guys like Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, Joe Burrow, they have played gigantic football games by the time they get to the NFL. Trey Lance never played in a single one in college football.
No.
These guys are playing big games every week in college football. So anyway, that's how I see it.
Yeah, I had a scout tell me years ago that he loved SEC players. He said, those kids come out of NFL environments. There's 105,000 people every weekend. You know those kids have had massive in-game stress by the time 4 years in the SEC they get to the NFL. And I want to segue to Joe Burrow. Zach Taylor got a lot of heat last night, and I did not like the 4th-and-1 running horizontally sweep. I just like I'm out on that. I hate that call. Yeah, hate it. But as I watch them play, there's a little McVay here. McVay tends to the knock on McVay is he falls in love with a run, and you're like, come on, let Stafford let it loose. And my theory's always been he trusts Stafford late in games that Sean wants. Eat clock, let's get late. My quarterback and me will beat you late. And I watch Zach Taylor. Yeah. And I watch Zach and I'm like, he's doing a McVay. They're not running the ball. It's eating clock. He wants to get to 7 minutes left. He trusts his quarterback over at that time, Teddy Bridgewater. And so it's easy to bang on him, but I do think that Zach's got a plan. He's not just being stubborn. Or do you see it differently?
I think last night's game, you should draw next to no conclusions from last night's game. I mean, because I want you to think about what last night's game was for the Bengals, right? To me, the Bengals should have been favored by 2 touchdowns in this game.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but they should have been a significant favorite. Why? Because the most energy that any team has expended in the first 3.5 weeks of this season is Miami's energy expended to beat Buffalo in 98 degree heat index conditions when your defense is on the field for up to 90 snaps.
Yeah, that's what we said this week. Yeah.
And so I just look at that game last night. Even if Tagovailoa does not get hurt in this game, I thought the Bengals just were simply going to outlast them. You know, if this is a 20-minute game, it's a different game. A 60-minute game, all you have to do if you're the Bengals is outlast this team. That's all you have to do. Don't turn it over a lot. Keep banging on them. And by the end of the game, they're going to have nothing left. And I think they had nothing left midway through the third quarter. And it was just very hard for them, for Miami, to be very competitive. And Colin, I'm not diminishing a victory by the Bengals, but what I am saying is that anybody who realizes that the key players for this team were all dragging in a big way on Sunday night, there's just not enough time to recover.
No, we said this yesterday on the show, Jason and I, that I thought Cincinnati was going to blow them out. I thought the second half, and I even did think in the second half, the secondary for Miami got beat deep on multiple plays.
Yes.
I said to start the show today, 2 times this year, I've watched the team lose, and I was more impressed with them. Miami last night and Tampa last week against Green Bay. I was more impressed with the losing team than the winning team. I want to go to the Tua injury because it's obviously very scary. It's very public. We're watching it. It's freaking us all out. The NFL and the NFLPA agreed to independent neurological testing, and he passed it. And Mike McDaniel's an Ivy League guy. He's a very genuine, decent human being. I don't think he's a corrupt, bad guy. So everybody on the internet now, sue this guy and fire that guy. And I'm like, he passed the tests. McDaniels has a great reputation. What do you think happened? What am I supposed to think of why he's playing?
Well, Colin, the NFL needs to do something now because the optics here are some of the worst. I mean, I've covered the NFL for 39 years, and this is one of the worst things I've ever seen. The fact that following the Sunday game where he was clearly shaky and had to be lifted up, had to be helped, and then he got ragdolled last night for this sack. So here's my feeling, Colin, that what has to happen in the NFL now is if someone has gross instability at some point of any game, if he is wobbly, if he has to be helped up, if he has to lean on people to even get off the field, he is done for the day.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that a guy like that can go in at halftime and prove to them that he should be playing. You know, I Rob Ninkovich, I heard him today on ESPN. He was very good. He goes, you know, the 54-year-old Tua will say, man, what was I doing at 24? Why did I insist on coming back and playing in the game? And I think he's exactly right. When you're 24 years old, you're indestructible.
Yeah.
But the object of the protocol in the NFL should be that no one can hide from head trauma and head injuries. And if you show signs of gross instability, as Tagovailoa did on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills, he can't come back in that game.
Yeah.
Then after the game and Monday, you decide if there's any lingering results. If there isn't, then okay, then you let him play. But to me, I just think that the crime, not crime, it's not a crime, but the bad part of this happened on Sunday when he was allowed back in the game to play the second half.
Finally, I thought Eric Bieniemy had a great answer when asked about that little argument with Patrick Mahomes. And he said, you get that's what you want. You want a quarterback fighting to throw the ball down the field. And I've watched Brady scream at Josh McDaniels in a year they won the Super Bowl. And then Bieniemy basically came out and said, folks, who cares about this stuff? And I said to myself, you know, Peter, everybody's outraged constantly on the internet. The Ken Dorsey reaction. Yeah. The Ken Dorsey reaction. And I talked to two guys in the league, and they're like, Colin, I've seen worse in a coaching suite. Sometimes 99% of Americans don't do their job on camera. Pro athletes do, and networks want to see all of it. And sometimes it's ugly, and there's yelling and screaming. And I thought Bieniemy was great. He's like, this is what I want my quarterback to do. I want to have arguments. What did you make of it?
Hey, Colin, first of all, I'm on the side of Mahomes in this. I think he should have given Mahomes a couple more snaps. Mahomes' point was very simple. You have to trust me not to throw it away. I'm not going to take a chance here. I'm going to throw safe sideline routes or whatever. I'm going to throw, you know, to the fifth receiver here. And I'm not going to take the kind of chances that you're worried about. Put it in my hands and we'll be fine. But the fact that Bieniemy said, it's over, it's done, go into halftime and we'll figure something out. He's within the right to say that too. He's the coach. And Mahomes, who is, I'm not saying he's a soft kid. He isn't. I don't mean that. But he takes coaching. And he understands that sometimes, even when I don't agree with the coach, I'm going to do what he says. But Mahomes wanted to get the point across. Hey, trust me. I've earned the trust to be able to make two more plays to try to get us in field goal range. Four, by the way, three points or maybe even 7 points. that they really could have used in Indianapolis.
Peter King, Football Morning in America. Great as always, Peter. Thank you.
All right, Colin.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
During the Patriots' Tom Brady Belichick dynasty, it was Fort Knox. Nothing got out, no secrets ever. Totally secretive. No leaks ever. Now, it's a leaky well. Once a week, somebody says something to the media. Nobody reacts. Belichick doesn't say anything. He didn't let his assistants talk years ago. Now, players talk all the time. Leaks everywhere. Here's another one. Mike Girardi got a leak from a Patriots player. Love Mac Jones. Tough kid, but he's hurting pretty good. Hope everybody's smart about this. It's a long season. That never used to happen. Leaks everywhere. Now, I don't do conspiracy theories. I don't believe in them. I've always had a theory about conspiracy theories. It's less successful people who feel society doesn't pay enough attention to them, so I'm going to come up with inside information that nobody else has. I don't buy them. But if you were a rich head coach with $100 million net worth, the greatest coach ever, had your legacy rings money, and you really didn't like the owner, who in multiple books called you out, said you were impossible and difficult, multiple books, leaks that Belichick, not a good guy, and you thought, I got my rings. I got my house in Jupiter, Florida. If I was into conspiracy theories, there would be seven ways to leave on your terms and hand the owner a mess. Tick off the greatest quarterback ever until he leaves. Hire your kids on the staff. Draft a very limited quarterback next. Spend a ton in free agency on players who don't make a difference. Rehire guys who were disasters as head coaches on your staff so you have no heir apparent when you leave. There's nobody in the building that can be it. Assign them to roles they're not comfortable with. Overdraft your first pick and then ruin the culture by letting players constantly leak stuff and don't call them out. Then at the end of the year, retire, and Robert Kraft goes, what do I do now? I don't have the speed. I don't have the roster. I don't have the quarterback. I don't got the coaches in the building. I don't have the culture. I don't believe in conspiracy theories, and I'm not saying this is true. But it's almost as if Belichick has already made his mind up and wants out. Even McIntyre's giving me a look like, it is kind of interesting. I mean, they have done like 7-8 things. It's the slowest roster. Leaks everywhere. Kids on the staff. Rehiring guys that bombed that you could never give the job to and giving them roles they'll fail at. Reaching on picks. Spending money on players that don't make a difference. Wasn't Belichick always a genius on in-league personnel? He spent $234 million on a bunch of guys that can't run. I'm just saying. That said, I think they beat Green Bay this weekend. So what do I know? I'm just saying, if I believed in conspiracy theories, by the way, just to make it not too suspicious, you have to occasionally win some games, right?
Yeah.
Hey, this would be one of those you would win.
Cowherd, the Patriots have more leaks than the Iraqi Navy right now. It's getting ugly out there.
It's the fourth one this year. Third or fourth. Even players are calling them out.
I'm loving this.
Now, you know I don't believe in any of this, but I'm just saying if I did. Okay, so here's the other thing. I have to, for my job, I promote stuff on social media. I don't run most of my social media. I've got people that run it. I'm on Twitter a little, not a lot, but I'm not running it, most of the stuff, because I think it's toxic, and it's a lot of bored, lonely, snarky, superior people. Got to be cool on Twitter. You know who gets ripped on Twitter? Steph Curry. You know what Twitter loves? NFTs and Bitcoin. It is Loserville. People that need to be accepted. Less successful people ripping more successful people. It's a barnyard musical. You should try it sometime. So Russell Wilson just gets crushed. Steph Curry, because he's not cool, gets crushed. Russell Wilson gets crushed. You know who everybody loved? They loved Baker Mayfield, Cam Newton, and Johnny Manziel. This guy, cool. Drew Locke. Everybody loved Drew Locke. Nobody loves Steph Curry. because he wears pharmacy shoes, and nobody likes Russell Wilson because they say he's cringy. So here's Russell Wilson's new Subway sandwich spot for on TikTok or wherever it was.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch.
Can't wait.
And it's dangerously good.
Looks good.
Be careful, though. It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous?
Nope.
Jeez. That is dangerous.
The reaction on social media just blasted Russell Wilson. After seeing the ingredients in the Danger Witch, I can understand why Pete didn't let Russ cook.
Oh,
by the way, this is why I say, cool on social media. No, Russell Wilson was just voted by adults in America, people with lives, who aren't consumed with being cool, the most likable player in the NFL. Twitter defended Johnny Manziel at every turn. Baker Mayfield, Cam Newton, the cool guys. Always cool. Hollywood's big. But you know, what's not cool? Our current president. You know, what's not cool? Steph Curry. What's not cool? Russell Wilson. A lot of times adults aren't cool. Like they have kids and responsibility and jobs and they have to manage people and make tough calls and they're not consumed with, you know, having the coolest trends and the coolest watch and the coolest. Most people aren't snarky. They're happy. They're doing their thing. They care about their kids. I love every Russell Wilson cringy moment. He is voted most likable player. You know who else was on that list? Patrick Mahomes, who's got a kind of a silly brother. Sometimes his brother's out there being silly. We've all got a silly sister or a silly brother. That's America. It's not cool. You have one of those in your family, somebody that sometimes is cringy, but you don't have one, of course, because you're cool. Steph Curry, it is unbelievable how little respect he gets. By the way, Giannis, same thing. Because Giannis is not worried about being cool. I'm going to go to Subway after this show. Can you order the Danger Witch? Is it on the menu? Is it? Because I'm going to order it.
It's a good question. I have.
I will
been
today.
Subway.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, I haven't been to Subway in years. My wife does not like the smell of Subways.
Well, it's their bread.
She did not authorize me to say that on air. But listen, this is an ongoing. Like we're driving on the road with the kids. There's a Subway. No, we're not going there, sir.
She doesn't like the smell of it.
Yeah, it's very pungent.
Well, now come on. They could be an advertiser. You got to be careful.
That's a good point. Apologies all around. But I like how Russ is leaning into it.
Because
there is like a bit of shtick there, right? I think.
Oh, no. Russell Wilson's really smart.
Yeah.
He knows
that
America in the middle, they're not cool either.
Yeah.
Show it again. I love this commercial. Subway, congratulations. All this free press.
Yeah.
I love people lean. Somebody once said to me, that's a dad joke. And my reaction was, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Obama does that. He'll do a joke and go, okay, here comes the dad joke. Yeah, he's a grown-up. He has kids. He's a dad. It's okay not to have the hippest joke when you're a dad because you're trying to relate to your kids who laugh at your dad jokes and you kind of have a linking moment with your children.
Yeah.
Dads should have dad jokes. If you're too cool as a dad, your kids will end up on meth.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.